In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. So, today's Gospel from the Gospel of Mark is a very famous Gospel about the end of days. It's called the Apocalyptic Reading. It's one of the apocalyptic passages where we talk about the end of days. A lot of scholars have thought about it, that particular passage, and what exactly is Jesus talking about. Is he talking about the end of the world? Is he talking about a time in their generation? Because he says, by no means this generation will pass away until these things happen. So what is he talking about? And I think the best way to look at this passage is that he's talking about both things. So around the year 70 AD, so a number of years after Christ, during their time, there was the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem. And the Jewish people went through a very difficult time. And very similar to what Christ is talking about here. But at the same time, he's also talking about the end of the world, when the Son of Man comes in glory. So he's talking about two different times. So what does he want us to understand from this passage? I think his message is very simple, actually. Whether we think about it as the end of the time, whether we think about it as the destruction of Jerusalem, whether we are elderly or whether we are young, our time will come. There is a time when we need to be weary of ourselves. Our time will come. And the very last verse of the Gospel today, and what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Watch, be ready. Be weary of that time. Because you never know when your time will come. Young or old, you never know when your time will come. Or you never know at what point in your life you take that decision that sends you into spiritual death. Because you can take a decision in your life that sends you down a road of spiritual death that's very difficult to come back from. So his message is very simple. Watch. Watch. Be careful. You know, and it's a very, the imagery of watch, of watching, reminds me of the Old Testament. There's a story in the Old Testament where King Saul tries to kill David, and he chases him for a number of years. And at one point in the story, King David somehow walks into Saul's camp. So Saul is camping with all his army. He's supposed to have someone standing watching, being weary in case anyone walks in. And of course it says the Lord put a deep sleep on them, and King David and his commander of his army got in, and they took a couple of things from Saul, just to show how close we got to his head. And even his commander says, "Let me kill him now. Please, David, let me kill him now." That's how close he was to killing him. And then David goes out. And this is what David says to Saul's commander of the army. "This thing that you have done is not good." So this is the commander of Saul's army. "As the Lord lives, you deserve to die, because you have not guarded your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is and the jug of water that was by his head." So he's saying that because you didn't watch, because you weren't careful in the way you watched, you deserve to die. That's David's. And it's a very serious command. In the army, it was something punishable by death if the sentry or the person watching, being who's looking after everyone around them in the army, if they weren't awake watching, they die. Why? Because there's a huge consequence to not watching. There's a major consequence to not watching. So what do we watch out for? What are we watching out for? We're watching out for the end of the world. Are we watching out for the Son of God to come in the clouds? What exactly do we watch out for? And I thought there's a few practical things that we can do to watch out. The first thing is watch out for yourself. Watch out for yourself. Be aware of yourself and your capacity for sin. Sometimes we forget that we have a capacity for sin. There's certain things we think we cannot commit, and therefore we don't watch. And before we know it, we've committed deadly sins, major sins, pride, arrogance, sexual sins, lying. We think we cannot commit these sins. We cannot love money. It's just not in my nature. I just don't love it. And before I know it, it's consumed me. So you have to be weary of yourself. You know, you think about it as an example of the person, say you were on guard. I'd say I was the person on guard in an army. And I was told to sit and wake up through the night. I might not sleep the very first night because I'm so scared. But after time, as I start to get a bit complacent in my job, I might fall asleep. And if I ever fell asleep just once, and I was threatened by my boss and I wasn't killed, what would I do from then on? I would start to look for the signs in myself of sleep. So I'd start to think, all right, I know that if I'm very tired and I lie down, I'm going to fall asleep. My eyes start to close. Therefore, I'll get up and I'll do push-ups, I'll do sit-ups, I'll jump around, I'll do whatever it takes to not fall into the sin. So it's at that point when I start to recognize the signs of sin that I turn around. So we have to start recognizing the signs of sin in my life. When I start to become complacent, I start to get lazy. I mean, isn't this what happened to David, King David? When he chose not to go to war with his army, he said, I'll just stay at home on this one. And then out of laziness, he goes and sits on the rooftop and he starts to watch a woman bathing. He says, let me just watch for a little bit. Nothing coming, let me just watch. Let me just invite her over. I'm not going to do anything, just let me invite her over. And he starts to ease his way into sin. For sure, David, at one point in his life, thought that's an impossible sin for me. For sure he did. He had such a close relationship to God. And then from that sin, what happened? Murder. Lying. Not just murder of one person, murder of multiple people. So David fell into major sins. Why? From complacency. From not looking out for the signs in himself of sin. So we need to start watching ourselves for signs of sin. Particularly of any sin that we feel like we can't commit. The second is, watch out for warnings from God. God often warns us when we're about to commit major sin. I remember once when I was in Europe, when I was young, I was with Buna Mark. We weren't priests at the time. And we were just walking through, I think, Rome. And a Catholic bishop came up to us and he grabbed us like this, one in each arm. And for some reason, he looked at me and he said, be careful. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, be careful. I said, okay, all right. I didn't know what he was talking about. Till now, I don't know what he was talking about. I just hope I didn't commit that major sin that he was warning me about. Watch out for signs. Because there was a time, again, when once we had a Buna Lo'a Sidaros from Egypt. He came over our place and he was just doing a talk. And I was very young. And he warned us about a particular sin. He gave a talk on this sin and he went on and on and on about it. I remember that very week, I committed that sin. That very week. And I remember my dad came up to me and said, didn't he just talk about that? Why didn't you listen? Of course, he rubs it in your face. That's what dads do. So, you have to be careful. God will warn you. God will warn you, maybe through the sermon on Sunday, maybe through the readings on Sunday, maybe through your confession, Father, maybe through your parents, maybe through any source, but he will often warn you when you're on the cusp of sin. Sin is knocking at the door, and you're on the cusp, and God will warn you. Will you listen? Will you watch out for that? Will you open your mind to that? Or will you just close your mind? I'm just going to delve into sin. And the third thing is, which Jesus is warning about today, is watch before it's too late. Wake up before it's too late. Because if you think about that again, if you're the guard and you wake up just in the nick of time before the army comes through or a spy gets into the camp, it's okay. You'll be okay. But if you're that moment too late, it's destruction for you and for everyone. It's destruction. And it might come a time when it's too late. You know, there's many stories about people. For example, there's one story I remember where there was a man on his deathbed. And a priest went to him and said, please just kiss this cross. Just kiss this cross. And he said, no, he's an unrepentant man. He said, please just kiss the cross. That's all you need to do. And the man turned around and died. Turned around and died. Maybe he, in his mind, there's another chance, but there might not be another chance. And there's many, many stories like that. Again, I mean, there was a story about a Russian metropolitan who left the church and he started his own schismatic church. And when his wife became very elderly, his wife went with him, his daughter came and asked the priest, can you come and speak to my mother, see if she will repent. So she went in, the lady of course did exactly what that man did, pulled the cover over her head and said no. He said, all right, no worries, I'll come back another day. When he left, she passed on. There may be that you don't have another chance. Young or old, you may not have another chance. So Christ is saying, watch, be ready. What I say to you, I say to all, no matter what stage of life you're in, no matter what stage of sin you're in, you have to watch, you have to be careful. So, just we'll finish with a few practical things that we can do daily, that protect us, that do all those things, that watch out for our soul. The first thing is prayer. Prayer, daily prayer. If you think about it, prayer is sitting in the presence of God. That's what prayer is. It's talking to God in His presence. It's in that state that you are protected from sin. It's in that state that if you're in despair, for example, and asking God for a message, that's when He'll speak to you. If you don't, and the same goes for Bible reading. If you don't turn to God in prayer when you're desperate for a message, when will He speak to you? Maybe He's trying to tell you, I'm with you, I love you. Maybe He's trying to tell you that exam that you're worried about, I've already sorted it out. That problem, I've already figured it out for you. Don't worry. Maybe He's trying to tell you that. Maybe He's trying to tell you there's a sin you're about to commit, be careful. If you don't read the Bible and you don't pray, when do you think you're going to get that message? It's not going to happen. Unless you turn to Him in prayer and reading the Bible, it will not happen. So the first thing that you can do every day is pray. I remember, I think I've said this story before, about a Japanese saint, when the atomic bomb landed on Nagasaki. It says that he didn't, he was a doctor, so he was at the hospital and he couldn't go look for his family. After a number of days, after he looked, sorted out his situation, he went to go find his wife. And it says that he went and found his house completely burnt, and he found his wife's charred body. But in her hand, he found a rosary. He found a rosary. So she was praying at that moment when she died. And of course, it brought him as a Christian great comfort. It brought him great comfort to think that my wife at that dying moment was praying. So we have to pray. We have to pray. The second thing is, every day we have to do daily conscious reflection. We must reflect on ourselves every day. At the end of every day or at the beginning of every day, exactly what was I thinking today? Exactly what actions did I take? Did I act in love or did I act in hate? Really, really, if I boil down my actions, exactly what did I do? And it must be a conscious thing, an exercise of my mind. And you know, Amber Yusuf always says that God will never do for you what you can do for yourself. So if I have the capacity to sit down and reflect, why should He reflect for me? I can do it. He will then help me. And of course, that daily reflection culminates in confession. So that daily reflection that you do brings out certain things in my personality, my actions, that may need to be confessed. So we have that ends in confession. So prayer and daily reflection, which ends in confession. The third thing is we must surround ourselves with people that watch. Surround ourselves with people that may watch out for us, that watch out for themselves and for me and for the people around me. If I surround myself in people that couldn't care less, that don't care about me or at least don't care about my spirituality, then when there's certain things in me that are destroying me, they're not going to bring it up. In fact, they might encourage it. You might be encouraged in a certain path, which is my destruction. And of course, be weary of yourself if you encourage others in a path of destruction. So watch out for others and surround yourselves around with people that watch out for you. How many families are saved by one holy person? How many? There's stacks of stories of people that are saved just by someone holy in the family. So surround yourselves with people that watch, that be weary. So the message today is very simple. No matter what stage you are in your life, that the fall is coming. The end of the world is coming. Will you be ready? Christ is coming. Will you be ready? So we have to watch out for sin in our lives, for the signs of sin. We have to watch out for warnings from God. And we watch before it's too late. By daily reflection, by prayer and reading the Bible, and by surrounding ourselves with people who will watch out for us. Glory be to God forever.